It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state no longer requires masks in many settings, including schools. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
In an updated public health order from the governor, face coverings are no longer required in any setting for children between the ages of 3 and 11. That would include schools and camps. They're also no longer required for unvaccinated people 12 and older in schools or Colorado Division of Motor Vehicle offices. Local public health departments could still require them. Masks are still required for unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated staff, residents, and visitors in jails, homeless shelters, and healthcare settings. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Early childhood education could get a boost through a grant to the University of Colorado Denver. The money is to help support the state's early child care workforce. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The $2.3 million grant aims to make it easier for early childhood educators across the state to get degrees. Early childhood educators say degree programs are typically too expensive and inconvenient. Colorado has a critical shortage of early educators at a time when the state is gearing up to implement a universal preschool program for four-year-olds. The funders who awarded the grant say women of color make up nearly half of the early childhood workforce, but they don't have equal access to higher education, training, or compensation compared to K-12 teachers. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A national blood shortage has donation centers and hospitals calling for donors. In Colorado, Vitalant tries to keep a four-day supply for hospitals at all times. Vitalant's Brooke Way says right now they have less than half of that amount.
Demand for blood has increased now that the country is reopening, but those blood donations aren't actually keeping up with demand.
The donation center is especially in need of type O blood, the most common type used in transfusions. Thunderstorms possible again today along the Front Range. It's sunny and getting hotter in western Colorado. This is CPR News.